Economist Steve Cook derives his analysis from wage and employment data. I wanted to hear what an employer would say. Not just any employer, but someone in that bastion of high-skilled and high-wage jobs, the tech industry. So I visited Bob Lockin, CEO of White Cloud Analytics.
What you're seeing here is the design process.
White Cloud's focus is healthcare. Lockin points to printed mock-ups of web pages that will guide physicians and other healthcare professionals through vast data sets.
You'll see a lot of colors, a lot of spatial representation of information, and it's all about...
He founded this company after his previous company sold to Microsoft. He's not only a software engineer. Lately, he has a new focus, Idaho's workforce. He's the vice chairman of a group called Idaho Business for Education.
I routinely see at least two or three companies a year move out of state because of the shortage of engineering talent. That's not because I'm looking for them. Those are just ones I personally know of.
Lockin used to think this problem, the shortage of Idaho workers qualified to fill high-skilled jobs, was specific to the tech sector. Now he believes it's broader than that.
This wasn't a tech sector problem. It was an every sector problem. And that's become increasingly clear over the last 10 years. Tech just happened to be the canary in the coal mine.
These days, Lockin is accustomed to rattling off facts and figures about education in Idaho. Here's a key point. State funding for higher ed has dropped. Over the last two decades, Idaho colleges, community colleges, and universities have received a decreasing share of state general fund revenue, even as enrollment climbs. Others single out that detail, too. Kevin Clowden is managing economist of the California-based Milken Institute.
Human capital investment is the place where policy decisions can have the biggest long-term impact.
Clowden co-authored a recent study of how states compare in the science and tech industries. A state's workforce, he says, is its most important intangible asset. State policymakers can have a positive effect by prioritizing higher education, but Clowden finds that Idaho invests less than most.
There hasn't been the same development of a research infrastructure producing grads, postgrads.
Which means there aren't enough skilled workers to feed a burgeoning industry. In terms of its workforce investments, Idaho comes in 43rd in Clowden's report, behind West Virginia, Alaska, and Oklahoma.
Come on in, are you here for the job fair?
Critics of Idaho's job market invariably wind up uttering two words: call centers.
Got some sign-in sheets, if you wouldn't mind signing in, please.
At a call center recruitment fair hosted by the Department of Labor this week, dozens of representatives from eight companies talked up the opportunities to would-be employees.
After that, your schedule is up to you. We are very flexible with our schedules, so...
DirecTV's Eric Sims makes that pitch to 24-year-old Kayla Laws. She's worked at call centers before, and she says it pays better than the alternatives.
Anywhere from 9 to 11.25 an hour, which isn't, like, enough to live very, very comfortably, but it's enough to get by on with my family.
Altogether, the companies at this recruitment fair are trying to fill more than 800 jobs in the Boise area. Laws feels pretty sure she'll wind up with something. There are positive things about call center work. It's available. Starting salaries are several dollars above minimum wage, and many companies offer benefits. But here's the context. This industry is exploding in Idaho. According to one analysis, there were fewer than 3,000 call center jobs in the state in 2002. Since then, that number has tripled. By 2022, it's estimated the state will have more than 14,000 call center jobs. That's a nearly 400% increase over 20 years. Nationally, call center employment is expected to go up by less than 40%.
We can't just sit on the sidelines for the information age. The economy will go into a slow downward spiral.
Without knowing it, CEO Bob Lockin echoes economist Steve Cook. A state with a less educated workforce will draw businesses that want less educated workers. The governor has been known to use Idaho's low wages as a selling point to companies that might relocate to the state. Lockin believes that's a bad strategy. He's prevailing upon others to understand this specter of Idaho's future.
We'll continue to have ag and natural resource sort of industries, but every year that will be slower and slower because most of the growth in the economy comes from innovation. And if we're not participating in that economy, then you can see that the economy in the state would get into a slow downward spiral. And I think we've already seen the front edges of that.
Here's one indication that Lockin may be right. Those call center jobs that Idaho is gaining pay less here. On average, nationwide, call center workers made $31,800 last year. In Idaho, they earned just $24,900. For State Impact Idaho, I'm Molly Messick.